Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There is a Colombia-based condom maker.
Now, is this the Colombian South America or Colombia, Maryland?
You know what? It doesn't say.
I'm going to go with Maryland then.
Okay. You know what? I think it might work.
It was so long ago, Mike. It really was. It was 30 years ago.
Yeah, but everybody kind of remembers breakups. Was that the only breakup you ever had?
Well, until now, yeah.
The stink. Yes. Of the snake. Over the weekend, I fed a live rat to Jake. Whatever that rat ate itself, or whatever that rat, I would say this was the snake equivalent of having a bad Mexican dinner.
Perhaps the rat had been fed a diet of fajitas.
The rat had been consumed, and then the snake had chased it with Miralax.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Great. Where are you? You sound different.
Well, I'm in my studio in Florida, but I've linked the microphone in here to Churchill Downs in Louisville.
How does that work?
They let me do this. This was something, well, it's kind of a surprise for you, if I can be perfectly honest.
Well, I love surprises.
With you. To you. With you. Yeah, I thought it would be kind of fun to bring some of my thoroughbreds down to Churchill Downs after the weekend to have a new, you know, lots of changes with the show, and I figured we'd debut something that we've never done on the show before. This is the first annual O'Mara Steaks.
Oh, that's great!
Pretty amazing, and they've the crowd like hi, yeah. A lot of hungover people there.
Yeah.
They lingered
all
weekend.
Is it easier to book Churchill Downs after the race?
But nobody there.
I was going to say, because really, I mean, it's It's also 8 o'clock in the morning.
Just that small group down by the finish line, and of course the people cleaning up. I'm really excited about this because they have given me this microphone because they're going to let me call the race. And right now,
your video has just popped up. That is an amazing hat.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, do you like that?
I do.
It matches my polka dot dress.
You really are stunning.
You know, I love the Derby.
You're all about tradition. And, I can say this at this point.
Yeah.
Good day to you, Colonel.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a Kentucky Colonel. Back in the day. No, I'm not. That was rescinded when the other guy didn't like my politics. Remember that way back in the day?
Oh, I thought you held on to the Colonelship.
No, they can take it away. They took it away, but it's not preventing me.
Oh.
It's not preventing me from doing the announcing.
You know, this will probably get you back in good stead.
We could chat all day long, but they're coming out. I have to start my stuff now.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first annual O'Mara Stakes. Thank you. The horses are now out of the paddock, and they are making their way to the starting line.
That's always an exciting moment.
Loaded into the gate. Aren't they beautiful? We don't have them parade around. They just go right from the truck into the starting gate.
Straight from the truck?
Yeah. Oh, they just gave me the paper. Okay.
Okay, good.
I've got to announce them right now.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here are the thoroughbreds making their way onto the track.
Crowd loves
it,
Mike.
An enthusiastic crowd today. Yes, siree. Horse number one is Alimony from Northern Virginia. From the Northern Virginia Half of Everything Stable, owned by Mrs. Victoria Fury. Horse number two is one of two international entries from Killarney, Ireland. Say hello to Mikey's Mushroom.
Oh, good.
Horse number three is Antidepressant from the great state of Florida. No explanation necessary. The fourth horse, our second Florida horse, it's Meth Man from Tampa Bay stable owner Bubba Buford. The fifth horse in our race today, Medical Weight Loss. Medical Weight Loss is one of today's favorites from the Tirzepatide stables owned by Oprah Winfrey. And now from San Clemente, California, our sixth horse, In the Stink, under jockey Ferdinand Fingario. Horse number seven is Double Baggett from Lexington, Kentucky, fresh off a hugely disappointing showing in the Breeders' Cup. Our number eight horse today, Can He Reach It? From Saratoga Springs. And the nine horse, Don't Get Happy, from the Connecticut Valley Insecure Adolescent Stables. And there is our final number 10 horse. It's What's That Sore? What's That Sore? Hailing from Intercourse, Pennsylvania. And they're off. And Antidepressant jumps out to the lead, followed closely by Don't Get Happy and Medical Weight Loss. Meth Man, In the Stink, Can He Reach It? Then Mikey's Mushroom, followed by Alimony and What's That Sore? Rounding the first turn, bringing up the rear, it's Medical Weight Loss. There they go, it's Antidepressant with Alimony close behind and Mikey's Mushroom coming up on the inside fast. Antidepressant and Alimony, Mikey's Mushroom, and now here comes In the Stink. Meth Man and What's That Sore? Dropping back on the outside. As we reach the halfway mark, it's Antidepressant, just being edged out by Alimony. Now In the Stink and Mikey's Mushroom. Heading into the back stretch, it's still Alimony first, Antidepressant, and In the Stink on the outside third. Mikey's Mushroom is just behind In the Stink with Meth Man, Don't Get Happy, What's That Sore, and now Can He Reach It? Medical Weight Loss and Double Bag It all the way in the rear. And now In the Pink is making a move. In the Pink has moved ahead of Antidepressant and is challenging Alimony, followed by Mikey's Mushroom. Now Can He Reach It? Flying up on the inside, straight on the rail as they come to the final turn. It's In the Stink with Mikey's Mushroom. Can He Reach It? They're all bunched up with Mikey's Mushroom. Can He Reach It? In the Stink and Alimony. An amazing finish shaping up now as Mikey's Mushroom. Can He Reach It? In the Stink and What's That Sore? Now In the Stink inches ahead of Mikey's Mushroom with Can He Reach It and What's That Sore? And can you believe it?
Don't Get Happy has passed Meth Man, Alimony, and Double Bagging, and maybe challenging Mikey's Mushroom to get in the stink. Here they all come, and it's Don't Get Happy within the stink. Don't Get Happy and in the stink with Mikey's Mushroom. Don't Get Happy within the stink, and it looks like Mikey's Mushroom is surging towards in the stink as they come to the wire. Don't Get Happy in the stink, Mikey's Mushroom, and it looks like we have a photo finish, folks. We do have a photo finish. We're going to have to wait a moment. Let's check it out. It is now official. It is Mikey's Mushroom by a nose hair with Don't Get Happy number two and In the Stink placing third. Always a special day when we have a muddy track.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Wow, what a race.
The crowd was really into it, and it was a small crowd, but a vocal crowd.
Could you believe how much, they made that noise? That was really special. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Great to have you along on a fabulous Bud Day. I don't know if I get more into the Derby than other people, but I do when I bet. And I
did you bet?
Well, you know that I picked the horses on the last week's show.
And it looked good for a second, didn't it?
Well, I mean, 48-1, I think it was fixed. I think horse racing's fixed. You and I were talking about that, right? I think the whole goddamn thing is fixed.
Yeah. Bob Baffert, a whole deal. It's all fixed.
He wasn't even there. He's been banned.
That's Mike. That's why you got to watch him.
Did you watch the Derby?
I did not.
You didn't watch the Derby?
I didn't watch it. No.
What are you doing?
I was watching a movie with my son. Sort of. He said it was since it was May the 4th, he wanted to watch Empire Strikes Back. What might have stopped him from that?
It was an amazing race. My horse.
Well, I followed it. I had it on my phone, and I watched it. You know, all the photo finish. I've never seen anything like that. That's crazy.
It was great. And I had Forever Young. That was the horse that I picked. Also, by the way, as I found out when they were doing the NBC program, and I'm going to give a tip of that to NBC. I was at...
Was Tom Hammond there?
Tom Hammond was not there. These are the old broadcasters you're talking about.
I know, yeah, I think. For so many years, Tom Hammond was at Louisville.
I'm not. They have the lady that rides the horse. Whatever.
For years, that was
Chauncey.
Phyllis George.
Isn't it like Chauncey? It's some like elitist name, like Chauncey Foggy Bottom or something like that.
I think it is Miss Foggy Bottom.
Miss Foggy. And so they had a photo finish with my horse. Right there at the end. And I didn't realize, not that it matters at all, that the Forever Young horse was Japanese owned and Japanese ridden. I believe it was a Japanese jockey.
Well, it's a very international affair, this Kentucky Derby.
I was disappointed. And then I also...
It should be mentioned that at the three-quarter, Track Phantom was right up there. And that's the one I picked.
And that was another long shot. Right?
That was another long shot. And Doorknock, Oz's pick, I don't think was anywhere near the front.
Did your horse finish anywhere near the placing, Oz?
No, not at all. No
that's
performance.
That's Josh Schroka, our new executive producer. If you're listening to the free show and you don't get the bonus show, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, come on now.
But we introduced Josh Soroka as the executive producer and business manager for the Mike O'Mara Show. And Josh was telling us how many people have reached out to him. Thank you for doing that. That's very kind of you. So I'm watching it at my mother-in-law's place. And
It seems to be getting later every year. The race didn't go off till 7, did it?
Yeah, right about 7 o'clock, and I remember it being like 5:30 back in the day.
Yeah,
so I'm watching it, and then because I'm not allowed to travel to casinos as much as I used to be, so I have to get my degenerate gambling fix wherever I can get it, and so I laid down a $60 boxed exacta for the two horse, which was Sierra Leone. The four horse, the name escapes me right now, and the 17 horse that I think was Ferocious.
That was a trifecta then. if it's three, I bet
three horses.
Okay. My grandfather used to call it a trizacto, which was a word he invented himself.
But what I still didn't get it.
What do you mean?
I still didn't understand. I'm not a horse better, so I don't. I know I picked three horses.
Right.
And then could they? I'll never know because it doesn't matter.
Familiar with the parimutuel betting system, Mike?
Well, I could go and find out because I put the.
So let's say the horses you picked, they're not. They're 1, 2, 3. Okay. If you picked 1, 2, 3 and you box that trifecta, it would be the equivalent, I believe, of 6 bets. So you bet $10 times 6. That means that you would win if it was 3-2-1, 2-3-1, 1-2-3, 2-1-3. Any combination of those three horses, you would win.
Like, but they had to be three, right?
Yeah, it had to be the first three across the line, yeah. And then that, it pays very well. It's much more than the individual odds. And then that would be multiplied by your $10. The minimum bet on that would be a $2. It's been a $2 minimum bet. That's crazy. I don't know why that hasn't changed. What with inflation? Bidenflation, Mike.
Come on.
But Forever Young was a good pick. I have to give it to you.
I'm trying to get the thing because I know I have it. I'm trying to get the betting site that I go to. Hold on.
You didn't go see a bookie?
No, I go to, I'm not going to give them a plug. They don't advertise. Well,
advertise, so I give them all the plugs they want.
Yeah, you know what? I'll say this about the betting sites. They like to advertise real hard for about 20 minutes, then it sort of fades away.
Yeah.
Let
me see what I'm doing.
We've had that instance several times.
All right, I'm going to see.
When we're talking about the run
I'm down.
For the
I'm
roses.
Down. I lost all my money. I won something a year ago. I had $500 in the account, and now I'm down to $420. So that's,
hey man, 420, that's groovy.
That's what I had. So that's it. I didn't win. And
I'm sorry.
You know, the fix is in when you get a horse that's that.
And besides the
48-1 or something like that, wasn't it?
Besides the fix on the horses, forget about trying to get your money back from the betting site. That's fixed too. Whole thing's fixed. Whole system.
I'm not
fixed. Sure.
I think this one is reputable. I think this one is not in like a foreign country where you try to collect. And you try to collect and you don't get your
money back. All right, let's see. Mike, just for fun, can you have $420 in your account? Start collecting it today and see how soon you can get it.
I don't think
And see if it comes to you in dollars or drachmas.
I don't think I want to do it.
420 drachmas, Mr. O'Mara?
I'm going to just put in here. How much did... do you remember the name of the winner? Do we remember?
Just say, how much did the trifecta pay for the 24 Kentucky Derby? So that's going to be, with that kind of odds, that's going to be an exorbitant amount.
All right, let's see.
And that's usually based on a $2.
The $1 trifecta paid $1,113. That's something else, isn't it?
Quite a tasty thing, because people are not betting $1. They're betting more than that.
Yeah, they're probably betting like $20. So that would be like $20,000.
Yeah. We're in the wrong business. If we could just go over to horse racing and be like Larry King, Mike, be a racetrack tout. And
a racetrack tout, which was a guy that used to predict the outcomes,
right? Mm-hmm. And that's how Larry got his start.
He was a racetrack tout, and now he's dead. Let's see. Saturday's finish was the 10th win by a nose in the Kentucky Derby history, and the first since Grindstone's victory over Cavenier in 1996. Hi! Hi.
Who are you?
My name is Don Cavenier.
Congratulations on the win.
Mystic Dan, I think that was the winner.
That was
39-22.
Oof, that's the payoff?
$16.32 to place and $10 to show. Sierra Leone paid $6.54 to place.
Yeah.
So you can tell, like with the odds, that
the
was
odds,
nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Forever Young paid $5.58 to show.
Mm. Won't be young for long at those rates.
And I remember the 60 Minutes. Remember when the 60 Minutes profiled the Japanese businessmen?
Yeah.
That were remorseful because they were shamed in some way. And so they had them on camera going, "Oh!"
That was also in the movie the movie about the cars with Michael Keaton where they had to make Japanese cars in America.
Yeah.
Remember this movie where they would beat themselves in the chest.
You notice how we're dancing around it in this age that we live in now? We can't be, we have to be very careful, especially two giant fat white men that are, you know, sitting here talking.
I feel shame all the time.
The dollar superfecta with fourth place finisher Catching Freedom, joining the top three, paid $8,254.07. You know there were probably a few dollar bets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you never
well,
know.
Sure
I mean, that's
more.
Why it pays so much, because not a lot of people do it. Mystic Dan had won $641,360 entering Sunday's race, which paid $3.1 million to the winner. By that's pretty good. Mystic Dan became a Kentucky Derby contender by winning the Grade 3 Southwest Stakes. So kind of out of nowhere.
And now they're all headed to Baltimore, Mike.
Are they? Because he was cryptic about it.
Oh, was he?
They didn't say whether...
they've got to go for the triple. They have to try for the Triple Crown. And by the way, the name of that movie was Gung Ho. Just a
Gung Ho.
Yeah.
Mystic Dan, number one. Sierra Leone, Forever Young. Catching Freedom. T.O. Password. I'm not going to give all the ones. That's it. So you're not in the top five. Forget it.
For the Preakness, I'll be more invested because it's more local, and I will bet, as I always do, on Pollock Johnny to win.
Pollock Johnny, and I put $2 down on the block. These are Baltimore jokes, ladies and gentlemen. If you are from the Baltimore area, you know what we're talking about. It is still Pollock Johnny's and the Bromo Seltzer Tower and the block. Josh, you're like a Baltimore dude, aren't you? Are you?
I am. Very familiar.
So the idea, Josh, can you pop in so we can see you? Because I don't think anybody's ever seen you. We might as well get
it. Oh, there he is. Hey, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this
is Josh Soroka, our new executive producer, business manager. And
you're allowed to clap for yourself, Josh. It makes the applause sound bigger.
A little late?
Okay. Yeah, that's all right. That's cool.
Josh, welcome again.
Thank you. We did
this on the bonus show on Friday, but we're delighted to have you here. And Josh also hosts a podcast about the Baltimore Orioles.
I saw it last night when I was scrolling Facebook. I thought it was so cool. I said, hey, I know that dude.
Big baseball guy.
Normally
big
Sunday
baseball.
Nights.
Little League coach. Father of four, too, ladies and gentlemen. And really, really hit the ground running, and we are delighted to have you here. And let me see. All right, my knowledge of Baltimore. Natty Bo. Then we've got the Bromo Seltzer Tower.
Right.
Then we have the Orioles. We have the Ravens. Kind of a late addition to that. Earl Weaver, the Earl of Baltimore.
Ah, yes.
My favorite manager in the history of baseball. Other than that, do you have anything, Ron?
Well, Domino Sugar, the Harbor Tunnel. The Aquarium is very nice.
The Baltimore Aquarium.
Yeah.
And of course, now famous for the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And the governor and city fathers up there doing a crazy fast job of getting
amazingly
things
fast.
Already opened the shipping lanes there, which is pretty amazing that they're doing that. Anything you'd like to throw in for Baltimore that we're leaving out?
I told you that just since you're back into the Red Sox, you'll easily learn all the Oriole names this year.
Yeah, and even though the Red Sox snapped their three-game losing streak and, more importantly, snapped the Twins' 12-game winning streak yesterday, which I'm very happy
are
about.
Are the Twins
because
still
Josh
playing
is the big baseball?
Baseball
guy. Because Josh is into it, I'm kind of getting back into it with my kid into baseball. So,
You're just
sports.
Watching the highlights. You're not invested into games.
I am. I was invested into watching the game they lost on Saturday before the Derby. I watched the Red Sox suck prior to that. So baseball. But Josh joins us from St. Augustine, Florida, and we'll be handling a variety of duties on the Mike O'Mara Show, and not the least of which is correcting me occasionally when I screw up. That's it.
That's most of the on air.
Yeah,
work, probably.
mostly on air. Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't call you at home and correct you. Not yet.
Very
little. No, it's what it is, and we're very very happy, and thanks for all the help you've given us with the transition, and thanks to the people at Podville Media and Oscar and the company up at Podville Media for helping us in the transition as well. We are
absolutely
delighted with that. So let's move on. The Derby, I was just a little ripped off with that. It's it feels depressing, but
do you look
it's
forward
cool.
to does the Preakness have any cachet for you?
No, I'm really pretty much over it when
they paint
when I
the
do
middle I will tell of the you flowers. One story.
You remember when we took that trip to the Willow Lake Apartments, right?
Yes, in
the
Laurel,
Willow
right?
Lake Apartments, and I had a party the day of the Preakness, and like 7 or 8 people that arrived at the party were coming from the Preakness. And I just remember, I think it was Chuck Dickman, one of the first program directors that ever yes. hired me.
A good
and he
name.
Walked into my apartment with a jester hat on, ossified, just absolutely ossified. And that's kind of what people, I think the
May
Derby
I comment
is
to
more.
That? I can sure, comment to absolutely. The Preakness. The thing about
well, you
the
have
Preakness,
a throw-up story. I know, you have a throw-up story.
Well,
right?
yeah, but about the Preakness, yeah, well, the thing about the Preakness is they have the infield party. And I don't think that's common to any other horse race, where they actually open up the infield and it's a big Woodstock-like party with drinking and bands and vomiting. And I actually, Carrie and I were on a break when we were dating, and our first date back together when we were thinking about
wow,
giving it another
try. I didn't remember yeah. that part. I yeah. forgot about that part.
And so I was unaware of the atmosphere.
You'd broken up a bit?
Yeah.
We separated?
We separated for probably.
What was the cause of the separation?
Me, I think, just being
well,
antsy.
Well, I mean, you must remember what it was.
I just thought that, you know what, it wasn't going anywhere, and I didn't think it was right, and I said we should table this.
But
and
what
it was
motivated
stupid.
You to do that? Did you have a fight?
No, there was no fight. It was just an ongoing sort of thing. I don't, you know what? It was so long ago, Mike. It really was. It was 30 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, but everybody kind of remembers breakups. Was that the only breakup you ever had?
Well, until now, yeah. No, it was. It was like a 3-month separation.
When you say, this is the way my mind works, is we yeah. worked together so long.
Yeah.
And when you say it was me, I think to myself, you mean something you'd done? But
no,
then
no,
it
no.
sounds like it was you that chose to. You were you
initiated.
Scared? Did you think it was getting too serious?
I don't think it was that. I think that I was in a place where I thought that this is this going where I think it should go? I don't know. And it was weird.
Where did
it was
you
my
think
first,
it should go?
Well, ultimately, I realized it should be marriage, but at that time, I think I was scared about it. It was my first long-term relationship ever.
So was it a fear of commitment on your end that you just didn't want to?
I think so. And I thought that maybe, you know, maybe there's more fun to be had.
Ah, and so you were, yeah, wow. Wow,
yeah.
Because that's
but
that
then I realized
right in the heyday of the old Don and Mike show, right?
And then I realized there was no more fun to be had. No,
when
what
Rob
I realized
came
is
to
I,
the conclusion that no one was sexually attracted to him at all. That's what
or as a friend. I mean, I couldn't even get that far. But
no one would befriend you except for your male friends, right?
Exactly. Well, and sometimes not even then. So
can I ask you? Can I
yeah.
ask you this?
Mm-hmm.
You might remember. You might not.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
That's fine.
Sometimes stuff comes up that I just don't have mm-hmm. any memory of. Was Katie in your world at that particular time?
Katie Forbes?
Forbes?
No,
was she working with
no,
us?
No, she wasn't
point?
Working with us yet.
Was there?
And that was always, always like a brother-sister. You got to ask. She'll tell you the same thing.
There was sexual, well, maybe on her end, but, you know, there was always sexual tension between. Was
I
there,
don't see it.
There was not another woman? At that particular point when you decided to do, no, you got back together. How long
no.
were you
like,
apart?
It seems to me like 3 or 4 months.
Oh, so it was a while. It was
there
a
might
while.
Have been, I would have to check my calendar, but there might have been a dalliance during that time.
Do you think when we do the thing we were talking about before the show, we can maybe bring that up?
You could ask her.
Okay, if she comes by.
Yeah, if
oh,
she
now
comes by.
Now, I'm not going to do this. This is terrible. I am terrible at giving out presents, and I'm terrible at
I know.
Holding
just
my powder.
Mike,
we will not talk about this any
keep
further.
Your powder dry. In any
keep
case,
my powder dry.
Yeah. I was under the impression that with tickets to the Preakness infield, it was about seeing a race. Oh, how young and immature I was, and
yeah.
naive, because it's not about that. It's
no,
you
it's
know,
a, it's a just a
it's
massive
a bacchanalia
drink-a-thon. It
so
really
we,
is
we
more so than
there.
The Derby. I think the Derby is dress up, wear shirts and ties for guys, the hats, the sundresses. For
well,
ladies.
You stay
probably
in the grandstand.
A lot of people getting wasted,
yeah.
but
you stay in the grandstand. You're not got free rein of an entire
in the
infield
to
yeah.
to you know urine. And
yeah.
do all that.
I don't think 98 Rock sends up a power stage at
Exactly.
The Kentucky Derby.
Preakness is much more of a party, young party very young atmosphere.
So we went and parked on somebody's yard for $10, and you have to go under a tunnel, under the track to get to the infield. And we looked around, and it was one of those perfect, hot, mungy, humid, horrible days, just miserable, and it was nasty. And I said, we're not going to see the race. Do you want to get out of here? And she said,
nasty,
yeah.
Nasty, nasty.
And when we were going back under the tunnel, there was a guy sitting on a bucket throwing up Miller Lite.
There it is.
And that's when I knew that she was the girl for me because we both laughed at him.
Okay. I looked forward to the race. Whether I will put anything on the race, I do not know. I don't think I know how to do it well. And it always reminds me when I lived in that area, where you had Laurel Racecourse and Free State, the Trotters.
The Trotters, yes.
And how much, I don't ever remember winning anything, ever.
Well, the Trotters is really fixed.
I've won online. I've won a Derby race but because they're such publicized favorites, but I've never done that. Speaking of gambling, I have removed my affection from Vegas Matt.
Why?
To another one.
He was your buddy.
Well, no, he was not my buddy. He has responded to the show. He has not come on the show, and I want to ask him questions. He's a fabulously wealthy man, obviously. You can't gamble like that unless you have a bankroll. Got a big bankroll. I have switched my affection. And, Josh, if you can find this guy, just a picture of him, it might be an interesting guy. His name is Bretzky. That's what he goes by on his YouTube channel. And I think it's Bretzki. And he looks like he's high.
Is he a
all
Polish
the time.
Guy?
And what's that? No.
Is he Polish?
No, it's probably Brett. Okay. I don't know, though. They call him Bretzky. And he does these videos with small denominations, but he does have a buddy who is there he is in the upper right.
Oh, Mike.
Corner.
You can't give this guy any look at him. He's a disaster.
That he is. He's got such lazy eyes. I believe that's what it is. It's not that he's high, but he is always in casinos.
Look at his face. It looks like a loaf of bread that's undercooked.
It's he has one. The way I got it, he has one friend who is fabulously wealthy that he did videos of. That's how I got intrigued by this.
Yeah.
And then he will gamble. He gambles significant amounts of money.
But he found himself a host.
Yes. But he's not making any. I think he's just videotaping the guy. I'm new to him. All right. But it has really been satisfying for me getting my slot fix watching this guy.
Does he always wear a boonie hat like that?
No. As a matter of fact, but he always does. He does like the iPhone camera videos where he's walking through the casino. And he is. Looks kind of familiar, doesn't he? Really, when you think about it, kind of looks like Mike McIntosh.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
He really does look a little bit like that. But that's Bretzky. And
that's Bretzky on a boat. Actually, if you look closely, the man does not live on casinos alone. He has to go out for his
but
water.
I love him. Because he does.
That's a really strong thing to say.
I'm in the Foxwoods Casino right now. We're walking through right now. We're going to try it next. We're going to go to pinball. I love you. And he moves on like that. And that's his little thing. He says, I love you. And it's just funny. It makes me. I don't know why. This is not a Vegas man. Let me make that.
He's
but I think
polished.
He may have gambled with Vegas, Matt. He may have gambled with Vegas.
Small circles,
So it's interesting. So remember, check.
Have
it
you
out
ever seen Bretzky have hit real big? I mean, does he? Does
boy.
I mean, I know he plays smaller stuff.
He's gambled enough where he has, but he. You know, he'll put down significant amounts of money, but he plays all the games. He plays like virtual blackjack. He plays craps. He plays roulette. And by the way, you would like this. There's a lot of roulette, and you know I love to gamble, and I love to, since I can't do it anymore, I like to talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
There is a lot of videos that are surfacing online talking about roulette strategies.
And you can't have a strategy.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Roulette.
There's a little bit of a. You still require luck.
Yeah.
But with roulette, based on red, black, and the first dozen, the second dozen, you know, and betting the middle numbers. There's a thing they do where you can really increase your, I don't know.
I would love to look at it because you know what? I try to stay away from roulette, but it is the siren call because it's so cool with the spinning wheel and all that. Yeah.
If you get a chance, check out. I would put in your search engine for what would I put? How to win on roulette or best strategy for roulette.
Roulette
and there's
strategy.
Some that are floating around out there. But you know, I'm a little disappointed because the you know, the Vegas Matt guy, who seems to be the real machine out there,
right.
He's got like two or three guys in his entourage. They have this patter, like one of them is his son. And I have so many. I think it's EJ. That's the guy. I watch him all the time.
Of course you do.
It's what I do to relax. It's my meditation.
But Vegas Matt is only slots, right?
No. He will have tiny moments where he will lay a crap bet or he will lay a blackjack bet.
But I get the feeling that Bretzky is more of the everyman.
He's definitely the everyman because he talks about, I've got $1,000, $300 I'm going to put in this machine, and then we're broke. And you know,
and
goes,
I love
there's
you.
Another. He goes, there's another brick. It's official. I'm broke. I love you.
I love you.
It's just, check him out, Rob. I swear to God, you will like
I
this
will.
Guy.
I will.
And there's this underlying sleazy, showbizzy kind of way about him. Now I've seen him where his dad's out there too. So he's got
Bretzky's
a father
dad?
That floats around. But I'm also thinking there may be a Boston connection. I have no idea. Once again, these guys are mysterious to me.
Yeah.
They're mysterious men of gambling. So that's that.
Do you know who his father might be? Is George Brett, the popular Kansas City Royal.
Remember, Brett being the first name.
That's what he wants you to think, Mike. You don't know.
I don't know.
That's right.
I just don't know. Let's move on.
Okay.
We have to take a break. When we come back, lots going on, and including the big Netflix Tom Brady special last night that we'll talk about. And later in the show, I have a another reco from the great god of Netflix that is unusual for me, but might have logged two, maybe three episodes of it. And lots more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hi, everybody. This podcast sponsored by Marley Spoon. I love that name. I love the name of this company. Marley Spoon, the best tasting meal kit money can buy. There they are. And with the code TMOS, you can get up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. You can choose over 100 delicious recipes every week, from Cajun spiced chicken to poached salmon to butternut squash, gnocchi to a vegan burrito bowl. Whether you are looking for vegetarian meals, family-friendly dishes, or low-carb options, Marley Spoon can customize the food you want to eat.
Mike, always thought I was sort of, less than classy, that I like to put a little barbecue sauce when I have salmon. Little did I know, Marley Spoon has turned it into something gourmet, and you gotta look. Not only is this what the dish looks like, but they also give you this card with full color instructions. This is Japanese barbecue salmon with sesame seeds on it.
This is a meal prep kit that they
sent
you.
And it comes with sugar snap peas, which I love. It turned something that I thought to be ashamed of into something I'm very proud of. Comes with rice, side vegetables, and the salmon is fantastic. And it only took like 20 minutes to make.
They
awesome.
Even have an in-house registered dietitian who actually assesses every recipe. So it takes the guesswork out of eating healthy. Rob's loving it. Experience
awesome.
The most personalized meal kit today with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer. That's /TMOS. I want to make sure you get that again. MarleySpoon.com/offer/TMOS and use our code for up to 25 free meals. Make sure the word offer is lowercase. Remember, up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, I'll give it to you. MarleySpoon.com/offer/TMOS for up to 25 free meals or click the button on our website.
Easy.
Make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. Take it away, Rob.
Oh, look. The Kraken is enjoying some sugar snap peas.
They're delicious. We start today with the big show. Did you take a peek at it at all last night?
I looked
on
at
Netflix?
Some clips today.
I have not seen any of it. I haven't seen clips. I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm not a look. I'm a Giants fan. I'm not a Tom Brady guy. So I mean, that's the primary reason. The roast of Tom Brady aired live on Netflix last night, and apparently, according to the reviews, it was wild. Pretty wild.
It's always wild.
There were jokes about Giselle nailing her jujitsu instructor, Tom abandoning his kids to play football, cheating scandals, Aaron Hernandez. Wow, pulling
pretty
no punches if they
brutal,
put Aaron
yeah.
Hernandez in there. Tom's lack of black receivers. I never knew that was a thing. Did you know anything about that?
They can invent anything they want at a roast, I suppose.
Now, according to people that watch this, only one joke went too far for Tom.
I have that joke, if you'd like to hear it in context.
Now, this is the joke about Bob Kraft?
Yeah, and this is the Roastmaster, Jeff, what's his name?
Jeff Ross.
Jeff Ross, who's a great guy, and we've had him on the show, but apparently he pushed his luck. This is when Jeff Ross was roasting Tom Brady.
So Tom became a Patriot, moved up to New England. And on the first day of training camp, that scrawny rookie famously walked into the owner, Robert Kraft's office, and said, "I'm the best decision your organization has ever made." "Would you like a massage?" "I love Robert Kraft. I love
that shit again."
That's when.
Play the whole thing again because I want to hear what he said at the end because you can overhear him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Brady actually gets up and crosses the stage and says to him.
He walked across.
Yeah. And he says to him, "Don't say that S again."
He walked into the owner, Robert Kraft's office, and said, "I'm the best decision your organization has ever made. Would you like a massage?" "I love Robert Kraft.
Don't
I love
say that again."
Okay.
Don't say that
He's
S
having
again.
Fun. Look at him.
And the whole, you know what?
I didn't
the whole
see it. We didn't have
of,
the. I wish you had the video. I really wish you had the video.
There was
I didn't see
there
the look on his face. They said it was heavy. It was a serious moment.
Well, you know, Tom Brady can't really make faces anymore since all the plastic surgery. So he just
Has
sort
he
of
had
walked
plastic
over.
Surgery.
Oh my God, he's
totally so Bob
different.
Kraft was in the audience and he spoke toward the end of the night, but he only said nice things about Tom. If Tom was serious, I mean, give me an effing break. Those roasts are. Everything on the table.
Yep.
I mean, come on. Other roasters included Nikki Glaser. I love her.
Funny.
Tony Hinchcliffe. Do you know that guy?
I've heard of him. I couldn't place him, but I've heard of
him.
They
crushed it, apparently. Plus Tom's former teammates Randy Moss, Julian Edelman, and Gronk, of course.
Of course.
Who was a little too Gronk for his own good. And Drew Bledsoe, the guy Brady replaced on his way to becoming the GOAT. He had some great lines like, quote, "I effing hate him." That's funny. And Tom's favorite wine is "Where's the Flag?" Will Ferrell roasted Tom Brady in
of
character as
did.
Ron Burgundy. He dressed up as Ron Burgundy. I see. That's the only thing I think that Ron. I love Will Ferrell's Ron Burgundy.
Well,
he called Brady a boring QB and, quote, the master of the 6-yard slant. He also got the whole crowd to say, Eli Manning made Tom Brady his bitch. Kim Kardashian, this goes on because this is a big deal. I'm going to have to go back and look at it. Kim Kardashian hit the stage to a chorus of boos and busted out some Caitlyn Jenner jokes. Kim said a relationship with Tom would never work out because, quote, an ex-athlete, high cheekbones, silky hair, you remind me too much of my stepdad now. That's funny. She even took a jab
funny.
At her own late father. Wow. Honestly, she said, it's hard for me to watch people roast you, but I think enough of my family members have helped defend former football players. Oh, wow. Oh! Bill Belichick, surprisingly good when he did this, including a crack about Tide Pods being one of Gronk's favorite foods. I know why I didn't want it. I'm not a Kevin Hart fan. But,
that's right. That's what you were against it because of that. I remember.
Yeah. So I guess he got Bill Belichick to take a shot with Bob Kraft.
Ben Affleck took the stage to trash keyboard warriors who criticized Brady, and Peyton Manning made a is there anything that we can do without the Mannings involved in it?
Really? I think that probably Peyton and Gronk were fighting at the door to see who could get in first.
Anyway, that's it. Brady himself had some good cracks. He said Kim Kardashian was nervous about being there because it meant her husband was home with the kids. Okay, whatever that is. Is that a Kanye joke? I guess. It's not her husband. He also said Kansas City Chiefs fans are 14-year-old girls and asked Belichick how many rings he's won since he left. There you go. So that's it, ladies
and
gentlemen.
That's some ripping good jokes.
Well, you know, it doesn't sound good when I'm redoing it, but we'll see.
Mike, off the topic, yes, though, I will give one compliment, a rare compliment to Will Ferrell, because there's a show, a mini series that they're doing on Netflix right now that John Mulaney is hosting called Everybody's in L.A., and it's basically a six-part series about living in Los Angeles, and it's weird but funny. And for no reason, Will Ferrell was in the audience pretending to be 1960s record producer Lou Adler. And he just kept making references to, like, swinging.
Like Mulaney makes references to Lou Adler?
No. Ferrell, as Lou Adler, was saying, come on, why don't you go out drinking with me and Herb Alpert? And it was just so strange.
Retro.
Yeah. It's worth a look. Because John Mulaney is very funny, so it's good.
And there's, I don't know when it was recorded, maybe a while back, not really that long ago, but the My Next Guest Needs No Interruption.
Yeah.
Letterman interviews John Mulaney, and it's a really, really good segment. I liked it a lot. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Coming back to ABC for its 25th anniversary. In this new season, pairs of celebrities will compete to win up to $1 million for a charity of their choice. It'll premiere July 10th. Jimmy Kimmel, returning to host. He did the revival in 2020 and 21. Millionaire originally premiered August 16th, 1999.
Do you hear that, Mike? Do you hear
Regis
it?
Regis Philbin hosting. There
Do you hear Regis spinning in his grave?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Well, then fine. Then that was a lot of that kind of Regis that you got with Regis. Go, well, that's great. Yeah, all right, thank you. I'm
Ted Patchell.
I'm game show host, yes. I left Joey Bishop. I walked. I walked out. I had no intention.
And it came out, Mike. It came out this week. Joey Bishop said he planned that as a rating stunt. He made Regis walk.
And Regis found out that Regis was easily manipulated. There you go. All right, thank you. We hear a lot about how just walking is great for your health. But now I should mention that I'm in my second week now of being on the shelf with a back injury, so I can't participate in my favorite activity. Someone talked to fitness experts who said we should really be focusing on three. Count them, three, Rob.
Okay.
Different types of movement each week. I know you walk. Do you still walk?
I haven't, but I'm about to start up again because
you
the weather's getting
nicer.
You walk
from the bedroom to the basement, though, right?
When every day. And there's no elevator, Mike. It's steps.
Everyday movement. That includes things walking, stretching, bending, doing that stuff every day. Great first step. Number two, athletic movement, meaning things like true cardio and weight training. Not every day, but a few times a week. The more varied, the better. And number three, this was interesting, social movement, meaning it also involves other people, like my sport, golf, or you can go dancing or pickleball, whatever it is, just make sure it's something you enjoy or you won't make it a habit. So really, the challenge to me would be the athletic movement, which is a cardio type of activity, which I could do. I got a great bike that's actually in this studio that I'm looking at right now, and I don't get on it enough. And especially when I'm on, I can ride a bike with my bad back. I just can't swing a golf club right now. So
it's funny when you really get to the bottom of that story, though. That's nothing they haven't said for 30 years.
It is. Same thing. I mean, same but I thing. Just thought I'd remind people. Here, honorable mention goes to the nice BM. That's right, Rob, the bowel.
That's the most important movement of all.
If you don't have at least one of those a week, see a doctor. A week, it says.
That's.
I would say if it was 3 or 4 days, you might want to call a medical professional.
I would say 2 days. That's when you start consulting.
I would say 2 hours.
As a matter of fact, we need to wind up this segment.
Did you waste your whole weekend watching the NBA playoffs in Kentucky Derby?
No, I did not.
By the way,
I took in the highlights of the Red Sox, half of a regular Red Sox game, the Kentucky Derby, and the Boston Bruins Game 7 against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Congratulations to the Bruins for moving on. They now come down to my backyard to take on the Florida Panthers. A new study in Japan found that watching sports boosts our mental health and generally makes us happier human beings. I agree with that. Researchers scanned people's brains while they watched various sports and found it activated the reward circuits. They also found that people who regularly watch a lot of sports have more gray matter in those areas, which suggests it might even change your brain structure over time. Here's a quote. For those seeking to enhance their overall well-being, regularly watching sports can serve as an effective remedy. And if one of those sports is the PGA Tour, I think it'd be a really nice idea to maybe get a few guys or keep a few guys that we actually know. Yeah, have you watched a PGA event recently?
I have not, but I've
it's
heard.
It's no name. It's yeah, the it's land just... of the no name. It's incredible. And you realize the Greg Norman Tour, the LIV Tour, has gotten all the big names.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That's the way it's going down. They got to do something. Fix it. Fix
do
it.
Do you think, Mike, do you think that sports makes you feel better if your team is destroyed on a regular basis?
I think the stimulation of watching and anticipating and leading up to it negates the negativity, because the loss is relatively short-lived.
Okay.
Like, I will cuss the Giants and be over it usually by an hour. You know,
okay.
I'm done. I've moved on to other things.
Understood.
Depending on the level. I mean, if you're at a Super Bowl or a World Series final, that's different than it's today. By the way, for you young sports fans out there, if your team happens to tragically lose a World Series or a Super Bowl, it will stay with you for life. I don't want to scare anybody off, but that happens to be the truth. And finally,
and I love you.
tired of having to slow down just as things are revving up in bed. There is a Colombia-based condom maker who want to help you in the right way.
Now, is this the Colombia in the South America or Colombia, Maryland?
You know what? It doesn't say.
I'm going to go with Maryland then.
Okay. You know what? I think it might work.
Okay,
you know,
good.
Let's give Colombia, Maryland. Yeah. A Colombia, Maryland-based condom maker. You know, it's very, that's the condom corridor up
that
there
is.
North of the Beltway.
It is. Big
here
condom.
It is. They have pre-erection models. And apparently these can be applied, put on, long before any connubial relation.
Oh.
This makes, here's the quote from the company in Maryland.
Yes.
This makes lovemaking so much easier and more fun because you don't have to interrupt your intimacy with the mundane task of putting it on because you already wear it, according to one manufacturer. Chimera Condoms put that out in a written statement. Meanwhile, the companies say their product can also help men overcome condom-related dysfunction, said to be one of several reasons men avoid wearing them. I get that. A
sure.
lot of people don't like them. Despite their efficacy at preventing sexually transmitted diseases. I am wearing one right now.
Good.
But it's not for anything sexual. It's so I don't have to go to the halfway house at the golf course.
That's Mike, didn't you buy that condom at Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland?
And I sat down and enjoyed the whole show, 3.5-hour concert without interruption. You know, there's a little bulge at the end, but that's
sure.
okay.
Sure.
Then I got back to my hotel room and I threw it out the window. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Summertime, hot weather requires extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. The secret is LIV HydroScience, the science-backed formula that is an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. It's delicious, too.
So
clinically
good.
Tested to hydrate more than water alone. I love it. You tear, pour,
live more. One stick, 16 ounces of water. Hydrate better than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. And summertime is right. We're here.
It's
and
hot.
So get ready. Liquid IV. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right, Rob Spiewak, we haven't talked about your weekend at all. How was your weekend? Did you enjoy yourself? Did you arrest anybody? Did you do anything special? Anything exciting?
I did
exciting?
Not arrest
did you separate
anybody.
From your wife? What
no,
happened?
No, no, no. We're still happily married. The big news is that Robert's home for the summer, and
what's he going to be doing? Is he going to be working?
He is working right now. He is in the pool for substitute teachers in Loudoun County. So
does he still get paid when he's not in the classroom?
No, he has to show up, but it's like a rotating pool. But there is a chance if you are have a student in Loudoun County Public Schools, Robert could be your substitute teacher, which is funny because, Mike, I know that you have...
He has classroom experience, right?
Oh, he does. He subbed a lot last year. And also, I didn't even go into this. When he was in high school, he went to Tuscarora here in Leesburg. He was what is called a Tuskegee buddy. And Tuskegee Buddies was an organization that dealt with special needs kids in the elementary school and special needs kids throughout the county. So he is remarkable with youngsters. He is
and your
so
wife
good.
Has done work with special ed as well, right?
That's what she does. So she's a special ed teacher, yeah.
That's awesome that he's... Now, does he have an interest when he graduates of going into education? Is that why he's doing
no,
this?
No. He thought for a while he was thinking about being a gym teacher, but now he is so into PR and social media and things like that, which is becoming quite a big deal for his track up there. He is already, and I think I've mentioned this, he's got a job. It's a paid internship running social media for the esports team for West Virginia University, and they are a big deal. They travel, they compete.
So when he went to the school system, did he apply on the WB page, the warm body page that
Mike, you're close.
What does he say about it? What does he do? What's his job when he goes?
You are closer than you know. He shows up. He maintains order. Very seldom. That's. I mean, you laugh. That's the
Ferris,
job.
Anyone? Right now.
Sometimes a teacher will leave a small lesson plan. Sometimes they will leave something like a video. Sometimes they will leave busy work. But keep in mind, teachers are just, not that long ago, they were students. And it is now, May 6th? It's hot outside, and there are times that the teachers just can't make it on time. And so they do a last-minute call-in, and he just goes in and watches them. And what's funny is
his height has to be an advantage, I would think, right? The fact that he's so tall.
And it's so funny because we ran some errands yesterday, and I looked over at him, and I do see someone who is significantly taller than me, and I'm a pretty tall guy. And I've known him since he was 21
inches
long.
By the way, it's Teacher Appreciation Week, Rob Spiewak.
You know what? Actually, this is funny. Carrie said that. She said, make sure you get in on Teacher Appreciation Week.
Hey, Carrie, I'm the one that brought it up. Teacher Appreciation Week. Was watching my local news when I found that out this morning. Teacher Appreciation Week. I said to my son, I said, make sure you tell your teacher when you walk in, happy Teacher Appreciation Week. And then, of course, with all the kids there, apparently... gifts may be in order for the teacher,
Mike,
since it's the end of the year, right?
Yeah, that's what Carrie's counting on. We'll see a lot of $5 Starbucks gift cards rolling into our house.
Sent one this morning.
a Starbucks gift card?
$5 Starbucks card.
That's you know, people. I mean, if you're gainfully employed, can you step it up a little bit, you know, for the teacher? Rob, if you were, you know, you are married to an educator. Your son is a substitute teacher.
Right.
I know I'm not asking anybody to break the bank. If you want to break the bank, you go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Those are the people I think.
Exactly.
You're independently wealthy. We could use everything you have. Everything.
Of course.
Your entire fortune. Yeah. But as far as teachers, what do you think would be something within reason that would be a great moment for a teacher?
I'll tell you what. Don't bring flowers. No one wants that. Carrie got an orchid from a student, and now it's just in our house and waiting to die. So
the death flower.
It is. You think I have the time, she has the time or expertise to keep an orchid alive? No.
Oz, did any of your 30 kids, present their teachers with a gift today?
We went, like I said, with the Starbucks card.
Oh, you did more it. Than $5. So you were the one that did it, right?
Well, no, my wife takes care of that. I just know because I was told to send over the email addresses.
Okay.
but you were in on it. You were in on it.
I was in on it. And yeah. I know that the teachers nowadays, at least at my kids' school, at the beginning of the year, they send like a wish list of like, here's what I'm into so that we'll get gifts that are decent.
That's cool. I like that. You know, I mean, I don't know what, look, as far as
Carrie sent a wish list,
it would be cash is king.
Carrie sent a wish list at the beginning of the year. Her wish was a cushy government job.
That's funny. But she's good at it. And she likes special ed, right? She likes helping, kids with needs, right?
It is extraordinarily tough. She is so well suited for it. I have gotten to a point where I don't get upset when she comes home and she says, I was bitten today. I was pushed today. These are big kids. I mean, some of them. Oh, yeah. Several times. I mean, it's tough work. Yeah. Yeah. And they have to file reports and all that stuff. These kids are.
Can I ask a question? And yeah. Really, I mean, really? If she's bruised, are you thinking you're going to get away with that?
Mike, she walked into a door frame.
That's terrible.
Why was she teaching school at 10 o'clock at night?
Oh, you know what I didn't do?
What?
You know what I didn't do? Hold on.
As far as a wish list, step up the value. Go $25. Go with a Visa gift card if you really appreciate your teacher.
Yeah, not bad.
That's what they love.
All right. All right, so I haven't done this yet, but you can't see it from my long shot, but have you noticed anything yet?
Are you growing the sides in? Yeah, it looks like you've been on a bender. Mike is growing in his full beard.
Look at how translucent that is.
Yeah, it's silver. Focusing. All it's going to do is catch light and make your face glow. But why are you growing in? You haven't had a full beard in years.
I'm not
years.
Playing golf, and I felt like doing something, fun. That's what I felt like doing.
It'll come in eventually. Oh, it's been a while.
What did I do?
Oh, no, Mike. Fix it. Fix your shot. Fix your shot. Also, Robert is up for a few internships around town, and he's doing some babysitting and dog sitting and stuff like that. He needs a new computer.
Really?
We told him is that's going to be really good when you get that, and we're not buying it for you. So get to work, son. But I want to take a moment to thank Ralph Rice for introducing Robert to a few people that are going to help him this summer. And Robert
might be working in the CAPS organization.
They have an esports division that is probably.
Josh,
as Robert
does that look okay? Does that shot look okay?
Yeah, that looks good.
Okay, thank you.
And yeah, you just did a good job reinforcing. I got pictures of your studio last night.
Oh, so Josh is going to be coming down in a week or two to kind of visit.
Party.
That's what he's going to do. Not party. Well, we might have an adult beverage or two. I don't even know. Josh is so new, I know nothing about him, really. You know?
I know, and we've never met him in person.
He has much more many conversations because they handle the business side of things with Mrs. O'Mara than he does with me. And but one of the things that's on his massive list of doing is to come down here and make some tweaks into the studio. So you're coming down.
I am now just impressed that you're able to get online every morning.
Thank you. All right. I appreciate that. We'll just let that sit there. There it is.
You know, Josh, I want to tell you, in years past, I remember I was the one who taught Mike how to cut and paste on his computer, and it was a great day.
I would be, I have to accept my foibles and my faults, and I have to admit the fact that, you know, from a technical standpoint,
yes.
If you came in here, and I'm not, I could blame anybody on this, but I'm not, it's me, and by the way, when I came into the studio today, Rob, the stink of the snake. I fed over the weekend. I fed a live rat to Jake, and Jake.
So you had to go to the place and bring him home in the box.
Yeah, brought him home in the box. Ugh. It is stunning watching it now. Like a rat that big, and pow!
How long did the rat last in the terrarium?
15 seconds.
I shall never forgive you for making me watch that.
The point I wanted to make is whatever that rat 8 itself or whatever that I would say this was the snake equivalent of having a bad Mexican dinner, because
perhaps the rat
that enclosure was as nasty as I've ever seen it and smelled it when I came in here today.
Perhaps the rat had been fed a diet of fajitas.
It was horrible.
Shrimp fajitas.
I mean, it was as though someone had the rat had been consumed and then the snake had chased it with Miralax. That's what happened with today. Anyway, so getting back to you, I'm happy for your son that he's back.
Yes, and you know what? For people that follow Robert's exploits from way back to when we were doing the cocktail parties, he is back on the dean's list. How
That's
about
awesome.
That?
Four
Can
A's
we get
him
B.
in? Can yeah. we get him in? Because it's always nice to see him. And
I'd love to.
And you know what? I'd like to get my daughters involved, especially Catherine, who the listeners haven't seen in a very, very long time.
I'd love to talk to her. And yeah.
So we, at this hour, I'd say there's about a 1% chance of that happening, but we'll see if that happens.
She might still be up.
We are going to take a break, and then I will return with my sci-fi reco, and we will be continuing with the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen, because that's why we're here. And that's why, as Bretzky says, I love you. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's talk about our friends at Legacy Box, shall we?
Huge.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, believe it or not, it is this coming Sunday. It is a great gift for the whole family.
Is it really this Sunday? Yeah, and you know what about the great thing about Legacy Box, Mike? The fast action you can get done on this. If you're, you know, it's late. If you're out of time for Mother's Day, get the Legacy Box. Let her know what's coming.
Yeah.
They send you a box. You don't have to mail it in right away. You fill
cool.
the box.
Yeah,
it's
totally
it's so
unique.
Easy.
Relive moments like wedding days, first steps. The haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history. You can hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. Just send in your Legacy Box. And now that kind of confuses me, that copy point that you put that together, right?
Well, Mike, let me
you
explain.
You can hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
It's like you're reliving memories that you haven't had forever. It's like hearing it for the first time.
I don't know if I like that. Just send in your Legacy Box, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thought. It might be, don't you think it's a tad redundant? You'll hear your mother's voice again. You'll hear your grandmother's voice again.
Yes.
I'd love to hear my grandmother's voice again. I don't think we've got her recorded because we were describing her conversations by writing on walls when I was that young.
Had a hit record with the Tommy James organization.
Let's get back to the Legacy Box.
Please.
Send it in. And you'll get everything back, all your videos, all your photos. You get it back on the cloud or a thumb drive. You get it back with your originals. Legacy Box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media. That's slides, that's Super 8 movies.
Everything.
Videotapes, Polaroids. Whether it's VHS tapes, Super 8 film reels, or photo negatives, they've got you covered. Thanks to Legacy Box, all of our family's histories can live on. Digital clarity, no degradation. One of my mom's favorite gifts ever was a video I made about her life when she turned 80. Now, thanks to Legacy Box, it will live forever, and I'm going to be turning 80. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Okay.
Mike, 25 days, by the way.
25 days?
Until you're insured.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Thank you. I am going to the back doctor tomorrow, even though I'm going out of pocket. I'm going to the back doctor assistant for a consult, just so I can set the table that as soon as that kicks in,
surgery.
I'm in there for that. It's not surgery. It's an
open
it's
me
a needle.
Up.
Come on now. Cut me, Rock. Mick, cut me. All right. So May, I believe, is when a lot of these different programs hit on streaming services. I'm pretty sure you get a lot of new content. And
I've
May seems very similar to regular television. That's when they debut the summer shows. The streaming shows seem to debut in May. There is one on Netflix right now. It's sci-fi. I believe I would call it sci-fi. It's called Three Body Problem. I don't know if you've heard about it.
I've
Three
not.
Body Problem. It's on Netflix, and it is the premise of it so far has a lot of
mysticism, but it also has mysticism. It's fact-based in the, I believe that the premise being these different countries are trying to communicate and send radio signals out to the universe. I believe that is a legitimate enterprise that's probably been going on for a very long time. And it involves a lot of China, and it involves a lot of
like our ex-president used to say?
It involves a lot of China. It involves a lot of China.
Thank you.
And it is, I found it absolutely riveting.
Any stars in it?
Absolutely riveting. There are character actors that I can say I've seen in big movies.
All right.
There's a Game of Thrones connection from the producers or directors.
Oh,
so you've got that.
Not the fat guy.
Remember the young fat man that was in Game of Thrones?
Sure.
That was, he's one of the stars in this. And it is, man, it's good. It is so tight. It is so well done. And it makes you think. And now I'm going to throw out the wild card for this.
All right, wild.
Have you ever had a moment in time where you feel as though you're drawn to something, someone, or doing something, or taking something in, and there are this is kind of convoluted, so bear with me here.
All right.
There are coincidences surrounding it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
More so
as I get older, I think.
I may have had a dream about the China in some regard, that, or seen something that popped up on a documentary when I was surfing that was not related to this television program that was similar, and it just, I felt when I got
like a deja vu.
It was like, this is reminding me of something that I just saw. That's the only way I can explain it.
You dreamt it before you saw the show?
Don't know if I dreamt it. Don't know if I, with the vast amount of surfing that I do, I don't know the way it went down. But I have to say that I am such a firm believer in the vastness of the universe,
mm-hmm.
Almost to a certainty, having other life forms out there.
I
just find it almost totally unbelievable that with that vastness, with the the billions and billions and billions of galaxies out there, that we could be alone. So the idea of doing this, sending signals out there to try to communicate, is completely plausible to me. And
sure.
Because I think that there's one element that I'm not giving a spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
And what really fascinated me was a geeky science aspect of it, where they figure out a form of amplification sending out their signal. And I found it.
Oh, that is so cool.
Just riveting, and I think you'd like it. I know you you probably prefer sci-fi to me.
I was going
to
say, I don't see you as a sci-fi guy as a rule,
yeah.
And that's why it's not so much of a sci-fi show as it is sort of a post-apocalyptic fiction, but there's another show on Netflix called Fallout that Robert included me to. Isn't it great with Walton Goggins as the haunted cowboy?
But the post-apocalyptic has been... Would
it's
you
been
not
done.
Agree?
It's been
it
done.
Has been beaten to death. It is beaten. It just seems to be they do that all the time. This, and I'm only just into it. I'm only two episodes into it. Has a level of, in a weird way, hopefulness, because
that's
much
nice.
Like any spiritualism, and there's a lot of spiritualism. I in a way have a scientific based hope that there's something in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That may indicate that we have that. Now, we're always desperately grasping for it. You'll say, look at this formation on Mars. Look at the way, look at that face.
They try to manufacture
kind of
it. Yeah, yeah.
I think they do. I think it's wishful embellishment,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense with the human condition. But the idea of having some sort of indication that there's something out there, to me, would be
very, very special.
So this is a sci-fi that's sort of uplifting?
I wouldn't call it uplifting. If anything, when you see the beginning of it, oh my God, it's not uplifting at all. As a matter of fact, it was majorly controversial in China for the opening scene, which takes place during the Cultural Revolution of Mao, and it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all, and you'll have to do it. And they're pissed off about it. But it's just interesting. And so far, they've teased us with the real super sci-fi stuff, so I like it. So check it out.
Cool,
Three-Body Problem on Netflix.
Three-Body Problem.
Check it out. And yes, I feel like I was manipulated into watching it by a bigger force. That's all I wanted
to say. Well, Mike, if you really want something depressing, something really horrible, something that really will put you in a bad frame of mind, watch the Jerry Seinfeld movie Unfrosted.
Tomorrow, Rob Spiewak will dive into it.
You gotta watch just a little bit.
I will.
You got it.
I hate the idea so much.
We'll see.
Maybe tonight. We'll see. Hey, everybody. Bugs are the worst. So you gotta try Pesty. Pesty is a do-it-yourself pest control company on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. With Pesty, there's no more waiting all day with stacks of cash for the big guy to show up, the bug guy, when you can spray it yourself in a few minutes. While other pest control companies charge hundreds of dollars and make a one-size-fits-all plan, Pesty makes a customized treatment plan for you based on your location's bugs and climate. And the best part? Pesty is a kid and pet-friendly service, so you don't have to worry about their safety. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with less with Pesty.
I got no ants, Mike. I got no ants at all.
You're using it right now.
It is so fun, yeah.
TIE.com/TMOS and use TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's Pesty.com/TMOS for 10% off. And make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, people. Yeah. Roll over,
the flip side. That was my daughter, Julia, who I would like to say thank you in a very cryptic way for doing some work for the show that is so awesome that you will benefit from in a little bit.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mike, today is May 6th, which is a notable anniversary. Do you know who I mean when I talk about Burt Morrison?
He was Batman's sidekick.
No. 87 years ago.
I know who it is. It was the guy that worked with Rocky, the little tough guy.
Burt Young.
Burt Young. Okay, yeah. Hold on. The cartoon, the Muppet character that worked with
Ernie and Burt Morrison. No.
I got it. It was the Cowardly Lion.
Burt Lahr? No, it's a different guy.
It was Jack Diamond's, one of Jack Diamond's early sidekicks.
Mike, you're going to love that I know his last name, Burt Weiss, and no, it's not him.
All right, that's it. I'll wrap it up with that.
87 years ago today, the Hindenburg blew up, and Burt Morrison is the guy on WLS Radio who screamed, "Oh, the humanity." Now, let's relive that tragic moment that is considered by many the birth of on-the-spot reporting. So this is May 6th, 1937.
Holding it.
Lakers, New Jersey.
Just enough to keep it from... It bursts into flames. Get it started. It's rising. Terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the morning fast, and all the folks between it. This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's 400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the frame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the furniture screaming around it.
Sad day.
That is stunning when you see that after you haven't seen it for a long time, and the fact that it wasn't a... That was not a live. They didn't have such thing.
No,
as a
he
live
was recording,
broadcast.
But it was captured live.
And he was on the radio doing that, correct?
Yeah,
when that was happening. No, and then they synced that later on to the actual. That's amazing. It's amazing. How many people were killed?
It's the when you see the footage, as I recall, the casualty list is not as high as you would expect.
As
people
you would
did
think
survive.
With that kind of ball of flame that went up there.
And two things I like to add to that. The reason it happened is that the United States kind of foresaw that World War II was on the way and would not sell helium to the Germans because we have the biggest supply of helium naturally and Europe does not. So we stopped selling helium, which is stable and non-flammable. So to progress with their airship program, the Germans used hydrogen because that's what they had.
Hyper-flammable.
Horrible. Hydrogen. And of course, it's the annual time that I can show my picture, actually a piece of the Hindenburg. That's the frame right there.
You know, you have never offered your memorabilia, your Nazi memorabilia.
This is not a Nazi memorabilia.
There was
this
swastika on the Hindenburg tail, was there not?
Yeah, but they were partnered with Eastern Airlines. So there. Then Eastern Airlines is a Nazi.
But
then
you've never presented it in such a comprehensive fashion like that.
That's, well, Mike, it's time
it,
we remember.
You made it historical. It was, some things you never let go of. And you still have that, right?
It hangs in my basement. I had to take it off the wall today. I'll show Mike. It's actually a wonderful presentation. Down here, we have some postage stamps of the rigid airship. This is a coin of the time that has Baron von Hindenburg on it. Here is one of the, it was American Airlines that was allied with them. And
have
this
you
is
valued
a luggage
that?
Sticker.
Do you know what that might be worth? What you have? What
no, I think it's
hand?
Probably pretty pricey because the pieces are harder to come by anymore. And then here is one of the badges worn by the ground crew at Lakehurst.
Well, then fine. Well, then fine.
So there's that. Now, Mike, I know you don't drive an electric car. You don't have a Tesla.
I'm thinking about electric, though. I am thinking about electric.
One of the features of the Tesla is the front trunk, or as they call it, the frunk. And there's been a problem that the frunk closes and can crash your fingers, okay? Because there's no sensor to stop closing.
Crash or crush?
Crush. I misspoke. Okay. So this guy.
You had the Hindenburg on your brain.
Mike,
that was
souls,
a crash.
Many souls were lost.
Crash of the Hindenburg, crush your fingers.
Crush your finger. This guy not only is worried about this crushing finger apparatus in his frunk, he's also got a lot of phallic vegetables around to prove his point. So let's see how it used to be.
Everybody's been waiting for this, the finger. Without further ado,
we'll return after these messages.
Tesla released an update that
this
makes
is zucchini.
It safer when the frunk closes on things.
The frunk sliced
right now,
through
it's
the
not
zucchini.
Very safe. Ouchie. Tesla did some software magic where the resistance is tweaked.
Slices a
and
carrot.
And it won't do this anymore. Is that actually true? We're going to find out in just a second.
So
but
this
first,
is, oh,
this
here's
is the
banana.
Control of the experiment. This is before the software update. It is destroying everything.
So that's before
just
the
like
software
that, the
update. I'm going to fast forward now to after the software
that's
update.
That's the truck. That's the Tesla pickup truck.
So now he's installed the update, and he's going to put his finger on the line to see how safe the new Tesla is, okay?
It put some pressure. There's a line on it. Nothing too
can
bad.
Can you rewind it
Everybody's
so we can...
Everybody's been waiting
okay,
for
here we
this.
Go.
The finger. Without further ado...
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I feared for my finger for a second. Not gonna
look
lie.
At his finger.
That's kind of bad. And you can see my finger is shaking. It kind of locked down on it, and I was a little bit freaked out because I didn't know how to open it up. I was kind of trapped. Luckily, it detected resistance for a little.
Can I go back to see when the
do.
Finger gets locked
Please
in
do,
there? It's
that
so
is,
great.
That
this
is
like, remember.
He thinks it's not going to work.
It's
you know?
After the software update, so his fingers should be. This is designed
There's
to save his
it.
Finger.
Not nothing too
All right,
bad.
Let's watch.
Everybody's been waiting for this. The finger. Without further ado.
Totally, he's caught.
I feared for my finger for a second, not gonna lie. That's kind of bad. And you can see my finger is shaking. It kind of
shaking.
Locked down on it, and I was a little bit freaked out because I didn't know how to open it up. I was kind of trapped.
Kind of trapped.
Luckily, it detected resistance for a little bit and opened. While the new Cybertruck update does protect your banana, your finger is still at risk.
So, Mike, your banana is safe.
Funny. Oh, my God, that's oh my God, we're out of time.
We
Rob
are
Spiewak.
Out of time, Mike. That's all I have for you today.
That's
so
awesome.
Let's go ahead and finish it off.
Great show. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I appreciate all of you. Tomorrow we will have a big, big announcement about something coming up on the Mike O'Mara show that I think people are gonna like a lot. That'll be tomorrow. And of course, we will continue to celebrate our teachers and lots more fun and thrills. And who knows? Maybe Bretzky. Who knows?
I don't know. I love you, Mike.
I love you. That's it. We got to take a paddle. We'll be back tomorrow for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Hold on, even better if I do this. Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You lost again.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.